and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, there's an announcement by the EU Commission that they are to test all imports of food, feed and plant products coming into Europe from Japan for radioactivity. The EU are quite rightly concerned for obvious reasons about food safety following the explosions at the nuclear plants in Japan, but say that with only 9 million tonnes of imports of fruit and vegetables coming into the EU last year, Japanese produce is only a minor segment of European imports. Now, in the ups and downs of last week's farming, wheat continued its roller coaster ride price-wise. Having taken big tumbles earlier in the week, March suddenly took a lift as we closed on Friday night and finished at close on £190 a tonne. Feed barley followed suit, but supply is more of an issue there, with seemingly only small stocks available. Now that's just the news that intensive livestock producers didn't want right now, and our pig, poultry and beef farmers will feel the pinch again. It just seems as though the pigs crisis in particular won't go away, and there's no real sign of anything to help them at the moment. However, as we've heard before on MFR Farming, one supermarket in particular do source all their meat from the UK. And now Morrisons have reiterated their commitment to continue that policy. Their chief executive, Dalton Phillips, has warned others that Britain could no longer rely on imports, with global demand for food set to rise by a staggering 50% over the next 20 years, as a result of population growth and increasing prosperity in emerging economies. I've been speaking to their head of agriculture, Louise Welsh, about the unique methods of sourcing meat.
We work very closely with farmers. That's the nature of our business. We have our own processing facilities and we buy pigs directly from farmers every day and speak to them. And we're increasing the amount of pigs that we're buying directly from farmers. That figure is going up. And we're also increasing the amount of fresh pork that we're selling.
It's what the supermarket calls vertical integration. And you don't see that model any more clearly than at local farmers' markets. I spent Saturday morning on Inverness High Street talking to farmers and their customers about local Scottish produce. And it really does seem as though the messages about buying and eating local are finally getting through. And we'll have more items from the farmers' markets this spring and summer, starting here tomorrow on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.